Come and listen to a story about a man named Doug, a proud ex-Marine and a mod of Alistair. To the girls on campus, he was special as can be. They didn't seem to mind, he was challenged follically. Bald, that is, no hair, chrome dome. Well, the first thing you know, old Doug's in pursuit. Montevallis full of fillies, and he found himself a beaut. She had blonde hair and a ballerina's grace. He said, Lord, she's pretty. And he began the chase. Lisa, that is, caught her too. She was slow. Well, Doug says to Lisa with a twinkle in his eye, now that we're together, let's divide and multiply. Doug bought a book and told her, take a look at this. He and Lisa studied, then along came Chris. They studied hard, then came Lauren, then Natalie. Well, when Hawkins took the helm of the great Troy school, he said, we need academics with Marine Corps rules. He said, you can be my right-hand man as long as you agree. I'm the only one who gets to show up on TV. Troy University, great school, hoorah! Doug interprets the word from the chancellor on high. He asks tough questions, wants to know the reason why. When all the money spenders say the glass is half full, he tells them that it's empty and all the rest is bull. Value engineering ain't a bad thing. Why you think he took the drop? 16 million saved when Troy was unified. That was Doug's prediction, but it turned out that he lied. Hawkins said, what happened? Your forecast fell apart. Doug told him, predicting ain't a science, it's an art. Subject to interpretation. He's an artist. Oh, yeah. And now we've got the news that he's planning to retire. If you say he's done it right, you're preaching to the choir. We wish his years to come are full and rich and blessed. And maybe those he leaves behind can finally get some rest. Hate to see you go. Watch that door. Shuffleboard, anybody? How you spell consultant?